minutes to explain why his office has turned over so few documents in regards to a public records lawsuit that has been in litigation since August. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Valerie Bailey Wren was baffled at how few documents the Speaker's office had been able to produce to date. The Green Bay Packers secured the number one seed in the NFC last night with their 37-10 win over the Minnesota Vikings, giving the Packers home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Sunshine in the forecast this morning, leading to partly cloudy skies throughout the afternoon with light winds and a high of 20 degrees. Partly cloudy skies to continue into the evening with an overnight low of 14 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Devil Radio programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Find them at solidarityrealty.com. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you, there is an event that occurred, an announcement. Now, there's irresponsibility, and there's irresponsibility, and there's violence, and there's violence, and treason, and treason. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Donald Trump has just announced that he is going to hold a press conference on January 6th about the insurrection. He will go back to the scene of the crime. I think he's going to give it from Mar-a-Lago, but he's going to revisit what happened. And here's what he said in announcing the press conference, which is beyond belief. Quote, there's a quote. Why isn't the unselect committee of highly partisan political hacks investigating the cause of the January 6th protest, which was the rigged presidential election of November 3rd, 2020. And then he went on to say, until then, remember that the insurrection took place on November 3rd, and it was a completely unarmed protest of the rigged election that occurred on January 6th. That is unbelievable. I'm going to say that again. Donald Trump is going to give a press conference from Mar-a-Lago on January 6th, the anniversary of the insurrection. Nancy Pelosi is going to have some remembrances of that day as well. And Donald Trump, this is a ghastly, sadistic, false, fraudulent statement that could have come out of Vladimir Putin in Moscow, Russia, could have come out of Xi in Beijing, Jinping Xi. It could have come out of Kim Jong-un in North Korea. This is what Donald Trump, the former president of the United States, who right now is running for re-election, even though he hasn't announced yet, here's what he's going to say, and here is what he said in announcing the press conference itself, quote, why isn't the unselect committee of highly partisan political hacks investigating the cause of the January 6th protest, which was the rigged presidential election of November 3rd, 2020? Until then, remember that the insurrection took place on November 3rd. It was a completely unarmed protest of that rigged election that took place on January 6th. You know, if they are doubting in the select committee whether to refer this him for criminal prosecution, this should resolve all doubt. This is a guy who planned the insurrection, misled people, met with people like Jim Jordan and Steve Bannon and others in the White House, had a command team at the Willard Hotel, made calls to the Willard Hotel hours before the insurrection started on January 6th. All of this is documented. Went and spoke to the crowd. Some of them were the organizers and people in military formations who went through, and some of them were just people from around the country who Trump lied to and just showed up thinking that he's going to give a speech. And then when he says, march on the Capitol, if you don't take back your country, nobody will. Nobody will. And Don Trump Jr. spoke, and Giuliani spoke, and Mo Brooks spoke, and others spoke. And then Trump said, let's march on the Capitol, and I'm with you. And a lot of them said, well, the commander-in-chief, now he's the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. If he is going to lead us up to the Capitol, we will go with him. And they started out, and he disappeared, as he did during the Vietnam War, when he hung around the nightclubs in New York with a fake bone spurs in his feet, while better men than he went off and fought in Vietnam. He disappeared. He went back with security to the White House and sat there watching on TV. Liz Cheney announced that they have found, they have the data to show that what he did is he watched it on TV in a dining area off the Oval Office, exulting and chortling. They had a mini party at the White House. Five people died. Over 100 police officers were injured. Woman was trampled to death. Another woman got shot by the Secret Service. Police officers were beaten, called the N-word, beaten with clubs, kicked, stamped. One of them was down on the ground. It was about to be trampled to death, kicked to death, when he said, I have four kids, and a few people guarded him. Trump said it's a protest. He said that the insurrection occurred on November 3rd. The free election occurred is somehow an insurrection because it threw him out. It's not just a question that this guy has no remorse. It is that he's continuing the lie to a toxic point. He lost the election. 7 million people more voted for Biden than Trump. Biden got 81 million votes. Trump got 74 million votes. Biden got over 300 electoral votes. Biden got dozens short of the 270 it takes to elect you. People didn't want Trump. People were afraid of Trump. People didn't like the fact that he was submissive to Vladimir Putin. People didn't like the fact that he turned on his own FBI and CIA and backed up the KGB and Putin. People didn't like that. People didn't like a lot of things. People didn't like the attack on our Constitution. And remember something. It's only six states that they have to target to try to change the vote. We have 50 states, about 44 of them. 43, 44 of them are going to vote Democratic and Republican no matter what. Alabama and Mississippi for the foreseeable future will vote Republican. California and New York for the foreseeable future will vote Democratic. The ball game is Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, then to a lesser extent, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. That's the ball game. And you can steal more money with a briefcase than a gun. You can steal more votes with a briefcase than a gun. And so the operatives have gone to work. The anonymous lawyers with the briefcases are at work in those six states. They're at work in those six states. Attacking the elections commissions, bringing lawsuits, making sure that their legislatures are gerrymandered for another 10 years, like in Wisconsin. So if a Republican governor ever gets in, the legislature will cast the electors and not the presidential election. That's the proposal in the Republican Party. It's backed by Clayfish, backed by Voss and Ron Johnson. you will not have the right to vote for Senate. I should say for president. You will not have the right to vote for treasurer. You will not have the right to vote for lieutenant governor. You will not have the right to vote for secretary of state, and you will not have the right to vote for superintendent of public instruction. And why do I say all that? Because all of those positions, the Republicans are going to put on a ballot for a constitutional amendment saying that they're appointed by the governor. The governor will appoint the lieutenant governor and the treasurer and the secretary of state and the superintendent of public instruction. They're not stupid enough to put on the ballot that the legislature should select the electors, because they know that wouldn't pass. So what they're going to do is wait for a Republican governor and pass it as legislation, which the Republican governor will sign. The only thing that stands between it, us and that now, is Evers' veto. And he's vetoed about six election bills. Six attempts at fraud by Voss and his running dogs and fellow travelers. But when you have the guy who is the front runner in all the polls for the nomination for the Republican nomination for President of the United States in 2024 saying the following, and this is going to be said in a public address press conference from Mar-a-Lago on January 6th on the anniversary. I hope the mainstream media doesn't cover it. I hope they just sort of report it as an aside. But he's going to get up and say, why isn't the unselect committee of highly partisan political hacks investigating the cause of the January 6th protest, which was the rigged presidential election of November 3rd, 2020? Until then, remember the insurrection took place on November 3rd. November 3rd. And it was a completely unarmed protest of the rigged election that took place on January 6th. This is right out of 1984 by George Orwell. It's right out of Putin's Moscow. It's right out of Xi's Beijing. It's right out of Kim Jong-un's North Korea. We are at a crossroads in this country. The fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, is starting to break out of its shell. And if it ever gets maturity, we are not going to have democracy in this country again. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.